So let's review. The Gemara cites a brisa. B'chinar Yer B'Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, Hameitzi B'Sarati Yufalati G'dayla B'chomokim Sharab Mitzuyin Shama Reilu Shalai. B'Shimon ben Elazar says that if a lost item that does have a simon was found in a highway or public plaza frequented by large numbers of people, the finder may keep the item and need not return it to the owner. The owner was miyayish because he assumes that among all these people there are some dishonest people who might keep the item and not return it. However, as the Shita Mukubetzis explains, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar does agree that Birshus HaRabim bi'alma chayv lahachas. If the item is found in a public area that's frequented by a smaller number of people, he must return the item to the owner because the owner is not miyayish, since he assumes that all these people are honest and will return the item. The Gemara asks a series of questions. Ibai lehu. Ki kama Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar berev kananim av berev Yisrael loy? Does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar refer only to an area where the majority is non-Jews? And Hare'elu Shalei because the owner assumes that they will not return it. Therefore, he was Meyayish. However, in an area where the majority is Jews, Chayav Lahachris, because the owner assumes that they will return the item. Therefore, he was not Meyayish. Or, Afilu Berev Yisrael Nami Amar. Even in the area where the majority are Jews, Chayav Lahachris, because as Tais explains, Shem De'iki Inchi Delo Mali B'Shaklila. The owner assumes that among the majority there might be some dishonest Jews who might find the item and not return it, therefore he was miyayish. The Gemara asks further, Plig Rabban Alao or Lai Pligi? Do the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shimon Elazar or not? And even if they do disagree with Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Berev Kananan Pligi or Lai Pligi? Do they disagree completely even regarding majority of non-Jews in that Chayav Lahachris because the item has a simon and therefore the owner was not miyayish? Or they only disagree partially regarding Rav Yisrael because the owner assumes that the Jews will return the item. But they do agree regarding Rav Kananim because the owner assumes that the non-Jews will not return the item. V'im tim talayim replegi halacha kamaisi or yein halacha kamaisi. And if there is a machlokes, is the halacha hare'elu shaloi as Rav Shimon ben Elazar or chayv lahachres as the Rabbanan? V'im tim talayim halacha kamaisi davka b'Rav Kananim or yafila b'Rav Yisrael. Does the final halacha rule hare'elu shaloi only regarding majority of non-Jews or even regarding majority of Jews? The Gemara attempts to resolve the first question from a braisa. Hamaitzi mois bevatik kenesis of avat midrashas ubuchol makam shirab mitzuyin sham. If a person finds a lost item in a shul, in the yeshiva, or any other area frequented by a large number of people, hare'elu shaloi, memnei shabayil mesiyash mehen. The Gemara says, Man shamele da'azl basaruba, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This braisa must be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that the owner's yish depends on the majority in the area, and shamet mina, afilu b'Rav Yisrael nami. This is a proof that even in a shul or yeshiva where the majority is Jews, he holds hare'elu shaloi. The Gemara explains, Hachba ma'iskinim b'vatikanesis uvatim midrashes diyasvu b'hu kananim. The braisa refers to a shul or yeshiva that is protected by non-Jewish guards, and the re'elu shaloi because the owner assumes that the non-Jewish guards might find the item and not return it, therefore he was miyayish. The Gemara attempts a second proof from a Mishnah Masechtas Machshirim regarding Eretz Yisrael v'kananim darmba, a city that is inhabited by both Jews and non-Jews. Matzah ba'aveda, the person finds a lost item in this city, it depends. Im Rav Yisrael chayv lahachris. If the majority is Jews, he must announce his findings and return the item to its owner. Im Rav Kananim ein chayv lahachris. But if the majority is non-Jews, he may keep the item and is not obligated to return it. The Gemara initially assumes as follows: Man shamalei de amar zlina basaruba Rav Shimon ben Elazar. This Mishnah must be Rav Shimon ben Elazar who holds that the owner's yish depends on the majority in the area, and even so, he holds only im Rav Kananim ein chayv lahachris. However, Im Rav Yisrael chayv lahachris. Apparently, because ki kamer Rav Shimon Elazar b'Rav Kananim, ab Rav Yisrael lai. The Gemara offers several explanations. The Mishnah is Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Hachem Ayeskinon, betamen ba'ashba she'ina asui lefanis, v'nim l'chale lefanis. The item was not lost, but rather the owner intentionally hid the item in a garbage pile that is generally not emptied, but someone decided to empty it. Therefore, im Rav Yisrael chayv lahachris, because we assume that the item belonged to one of the majority, a Jew, and he was not miyayish because he hid it in a safe place. However, im Rav Kananim ein chayv lahachris, because we assume that the item belonged to one of the majority, a non-Jew, and one is not obligated to return his lost item. Or, perhaps the Mishnah is drabbanan, and b'Rav Yisrael pligi, b'Rav Kananim lei pligi. They only disagree with Rav Shimon ben Elazar if the majority is Jews, but they do agree if the majority is non-Jews. Therefore, im Rav Yisrael chayv lahachras, because the majority is Jews and the owner was not Miyayish. Im Rav Kananim ein chayv lahachras, because the majority is non-Jews and the owner was Miyayish. Or perhaps the Mishnah is the Rabbanan. And by Rav Kananim nami pligi, they disagree even if the majority is non-Jews, and the Mishnah must be understood as follows. Im Rav Kananim ein chayv lahachras. The finder is only not obligated to announce his findings, because as Rashi explains, dilma de Kananim hu. It is possible that the item belongs to one of the majority, a non-Jew. But even so, in the shaloi, the loy azal rabbanan basaruba b'mamayna. The finder may not keep the item for himself, because the rabbanan do not go with the majority regarding monetary matters. Therefore, v'yaniach v'yesi Yisrael b'yav b'simana b'shakal. The finder holds on to the item until a Jew comes and provides a simon for the item. The Gemara proceeds with an incident of Ahu Gavar de Ashkech Arba Zuzi de Tzari Besadina, Vishadu Benar Biran. A person found a pouch of four Zuz in the river Biran. Rabbi Huda ruled Zil Achras. He must return the pouch to its owner, and even though Ruba Kananim Ninu, the majority is non Jews, however, Shani Nahar Biran de Yisrael Sachru Le Bisrael Korole. Regarding Nahar Biran, the Jews both plugged and dug out the river, and the owner assumes that a Jewish worker will find the item and return it, therefore he was not Miyayish. The Gemara mentions another incident in which Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda were walking through Shuka de Beidaisa, the marketplace where ground wheat was sold. Shmuel ruled, Matzah kan arneki harei l'shaloi. If a person were to find a lost item in this place, he may keep it because Rabbi Mitzuyin Sham. However, Bo Yisrael benosim basimen chayav lahachzer. If a Jew would claim the item with a simen, the finder must return it to him because lefnim mishuras adin, a person is obligated to go beyond the letter of the law, even when halachically he cannot be compelled to do so.